KZD. KABZW from KHZAD. KHZAD, nothing heard. Clear.
And ATMH mobile. KABYS mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Ryden. Ryan, sounds like someone's smoking up the highway. ACATG.
Now we're tearing up the old highway. We're coming up to Indian River here. How's the smoke situation over your way?
About the same as yesterday. You know, I really don't mind it all that much. It doesn't affect my breathing. I don't know what people are complaining about exactly.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it's a little bit harsh over here, but we'll be here. Yeah, I'm just getting off at M27 here, heading north, so gotta drop some steel off in Sheboygan. Well, I hope you're having a good morning. I will catch you on the way back, I guess. Good hearing you.
Ah, yes, sir. Oh, a good steel delivery. That's always, I like those stab shops. They're usually really waiting for you. ACATG, have a good day.
Good day, Jim. KABYS.
This is 88DP, transmitting from the 160-footer. Anybody copy? And can anybody check me on the input? Once again, this is 88DP.
Your radio's working. KE8FKW.
Thanks for the comeback. So what we're doing, we just raised the 160-foot repeater tower over here in Lewiston, and I'm just running it through my JSU dual bander right now. But very soon here, we're going to hook it up to the repeater and go.
Oh, sounds good. You're going to leave your repeater into the Northern Mission Link repeater network, or is it going to be something else?
No, this one's going to be part it's called the Eastern Michigan Link Fusion, Digital Fusion Network, but the repeater will be dual mode, AMS, so it'll work on analog, And for things like the upcoming canoe race, for example, I'll be able to connect it to the Northern Michigan link or just one of the repeaters directly over All-Star. So, because I think the guys are interested in using this for the canoe race and then probably the drift race this winter.
Oh, okay.
Well,
we'll see how that goes.
But, yeah, okay.
Oh, very good. We're going to have another repeater on the Eastern Link fusion stuff. So, yeah, very good. I got the repeater up here for that as also. That's way up here in the Sioux. So, there you go. So, cool.
Okay, very good. I think I'm going to just hook it up to the repeater here pretty quickly. So, I'll say 7-3 for now. I'll catch you later. This is 88 dB. I'll be clear.
All right. Yeah, I'll be here. 88 FGW.
KE8FJW, KUIS Mobile. Sheboygan.
Well, good morning, Mr. Ryan. From the Smoky Sioux, St. Marie.
Yeah, I feel like a pork spot out here on the grill today. I feel like I'm getting a nice layer on me. Well, we're just heading south out of Sheboygan, heading to Indian River. I'm going to take 33 down. So, yeah, my eyes are starting to burn a little bit. It's moved down to Harrison. It's not quite as thick down there, but it's still, you know, there. Yippee. It's supposed to move out, right? Wind is supposed to change a little bit. Have you heard that?
Well, one can only hope that the smoke moves on, but yeah, it's for sure. I like the analogy of smell like a or feel like a pork butt in the smoker. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm gonna be heading up that way in a couple weeks. We're gonna spend the weekend up there. I think we try to stay up at the Sioux once a year at the Lockview Motel. The lady there, she's real nice and sweet. We stay there for our anniversary, just kind of mosey around. Sault Ste. Marie is kind of a small, quiet place to go and hang out. And we like watching the boat, so probably go to the Pictured Rocks and go hiking a little bit, maybe. So that'll be nice, but yeah. I think we're going to Mackinac City next weekend. Yeah, next week. Not this weekend, but next weekend. We're going to Mackinac City to go mess around, too. So we'll be in the area. But I just figured I'd hear you. I can't remember that guy's name that was just on there. I think he said he's going to be on the 800 frequency, 146-800, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if they're still going with that, but I did talk to him a few months ago. So that'll be interesting. See how that is. I wonder where they're putting that tower or where that tower's been put up. I was there in Lewiston yesterday, so interesting.
Yeah, that's for sure. So 146-800, yeah. If I remember right, his name might be Doug. Maybe? I don't know. 88 DP, Doug. No. But anywho, yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. I've only been through or by the exit for it, so I've never been into Lewiston there, so I have no idea. But yeah, sounds good. Yeah, well, if you're up this way, if I'm off, well, yeah. Maybe we'll meet up for something. Who knows? But, of course, sounds like you're going to be on an anniversary, so you probably have a honeydew list.
Probably do that. We'll probably go down to the park there and watch, you know, if there's a boat going by and just relax. Have a burger or something down on the river. Who knows? Yeah, I think you're right, Doug. I think that's his name. So, well, interesting. I'm curious to see the footprint of that. So. Yep, that's about it. We're just out cruising around again and going to be probably wrapping it up early today and getting out of here. And this weekend, I got my nieces are coming over to spend the night tonight. And this weekend, we're going to go down to the lake and relax. And I worked all weekend last weekend. I think I might have to help my buddy on Sunday. He's got to take some stairs off of the backside of his garage or something, and he's going to be putting in cement. I think it's like $9,000 worth of cement is going in. So we got to get that prepped. That's about it. Got some jalapenos on the plant. And I got some zucchinis and onions. So there you go. I had some fresh onions tonight.
Oh, yeah. That sounds all real good. So fine business, yeah. Yeah, I think we picked some sweet peas, and the youngest really snatched them up. She really loves those little sweet peas that she's been getting off the plant there. So, what do we got? And we got a yellow squash and a zucchini so far, and we got a lot of flowers, so, which is good. And we haven't picked any, I picked some small tomatoes, but they're like, plant just doesn't seem to want to produce anything more. Looks like it's probably dying. It's probably from the smoke. Probably not helping it out any, or too much sunshine and heat. Who knows? I watered the darn thing almost twice a day now because all the heat we had, but it is what it is. Well, then that sounds good, Ryan. KE8FKW.
Good catching up with you there. I was just getting kind of lonely out here, so I decided to holler out. I usually stay pretty quiet, but yeah, we had 104 the other day at my house, and I had to water everything. And, currently, I have those in some big pots. They're like, I don't know, 2.5 feet tall, probably 2-foot diameter pots. I've got a couple peppers in each one of those. And I put them in those to contain them better, and I can control the dirt easier because I have a lot of sand. So, but yeah, all right. Well, hopefully you make her through the smoky. Pray for the wind to change, eh? So it's getting to my eyes. I wear contacts. It's really not pleasant, I guess. So. Probably not good for my lungs either. But we'll be all right. It'll be fine. All right, enjoy the rest of the day. KGIS Mobile will be listening.
Well, very good. Yeah, take care of you. Hopefully you get done soon. Be a short day for you. Don't want to spend all that time out in the big rig in the smoke. It's hard telling what will happen. But, yeah, sounds good. So, yeah, it's a tickle my throat's back. Seems like I've been on a week-long wildfire. So, but other than that, we're doing fine up here. I picked up some N95 masks for work this week. I got to work this week. I was going to tell you that. Working this week. And so I picked up the mask because I'm always outside. But anyway, sounds good. We'll catch you later. KE8FJW.
Just to let y'all know, the National Weather Service a little while ago extended all this fog until tomorrow at noon. ACHCMQ down here in Lewiston, we're listening.
Oh, hey, I think I heard a station from Lewiston. Do you hear that you're possibly getting a new, brand new repeater?
Well, I'm on the 700 on the Echo Link. I'm about 4.5 miles southeast of Lewiston, but I'm 6 miles north of the mile repeater, which is the 700. So the only thing that I know of that's in the area of Lewiston would be the Verizon telephone sitting in the old airport. That's about the only thing I know of downtown Lewiston. So if there's something else, I have no idea.
No, I've never been to Lewiston, so I have no idea either. But there's a fellow on here saying that they're putting up a brand new station repeater, radio repeater for you guys. I think one of the Riley was saying it was 146.800 or some frequency like that. But I'm sure he'll be back. He said the guy that was putting it up, he'll be back here in a few minutes doing some radio testing with it. So he just put up a 160-foot tower. So I was like, gee, my tower is almost half of that. But anyways, yeah, I figured I'd let you know. Yeah, thanks for the weather report. You said that it's going to last another a few more days, all the smoke.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the 800 from a long, long, long time ago used to be a packet. And the guy died, sold the tower, and the 800, I have no idea. I think it went over towards the Alpena Way somewhere. And I haven't never heard of it came back up again, so... I do remember getting on that way, way back when. So that's the only way I could get out was to pack it. But we'll find out, see what happens. Maybe I have to drive around here a little bit more in town and find out where 100 and some foot tower went up to.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So, yeah, I think his call sign was... 88DP, their guy. I think that was the fellow that was saying that. So he was in Lewiston, just installed a 160-foot tower, going to put a repeater on it. So, mixed mode, analog, and the fusions. So there you go. So I guess we'll find out how that works.
Well, I do know somebody was talking about putting a tower up. They had a tower, but they had problems with the coax and stuff. But that would have been in Fairview, and something happened, and they never put it up there. People, I guess, were stealing things or whatever else. So I don't know. Maybe that's the one that they were talking about, just north over there in Fairview. I have no idea. When you say Lewiston, you know, you got Mile, you got one right down there, and it's not that far away. I don't know why they'd put another tower up. But anyways, see what happens. It'll just be another one that somebody's got to get into, but I don't know if they're going to hook Echo Link up on it or not, but I'll just stay on the 700 right here and see what happens. Hey, CHCMQ.
You know, that sounds like a fine plan to me. So, but anywho. Well, we're going to continue on. We're getting at the laundry room, so taking care of some laundry. Got clothes everywhere to get put away. So, well, nice to chat with you there, fella, and we'll catch you later. K8FJW, way up here in the Smoky Sioux, St. Marie. AB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
K8BZW Mobile. K8BZW, K8ZAT.
K9KOB Mobile.
K8BZW from K8ZAT, copy.
Drop me an email at WOAT with the Oscar 8 Echo at proton.me. I'll go ahead and forward the email and the flyer here. So, yeah, again, that's WOAT.